Thank you so much, Mark, and it's great to be with you again this morning. Well, last Friday, I went to prison. Don't worry, I haven't been getting up to some illegal money-making activity on the side of being a vicar, but rather I had the privilege of shadowing the chaplaincy team at a prison in East Anglia. And I'm very grateful to the lead chaplain and his team for showing me around, and to the many prisoners who I spoke to who were willing to give up time to talk, including some of those who went to the Church of England service and others who welcomed me to the Islamic prayer service, which was a first for me. Now, there are loads of things that you aren't allowed to take into prison. So I was asked when I arrived whether I had a mobile phone or a smart watch. Can't bring those in. I'm not a smoker, but you can't take cigarettes or cigarette lighters into prison, and that's of course all very well. And indeed, there are routinely searches to check that prisoners who come in to visit people in prison aren't bringing illegal drugs. But can I tell you two surprising things that can get into prison? The first is ducks. Yes, ducks. A whole family of ducks, with about 8 ducklings waddling around the prison grounds, and that was amazing to see. But you see, ducks are very safe in prison. There are no predators within the prison walls, and so the ducklings have grown up very safely within the shelter of the prison grounds. And it was a nice reminder to me, and I guess for the prisoners as well, that even in the toughest of locations, God's creation can remind us of the beauty and hope and new life that he brings. The other thing that can get into a prison is the good news of Jesus Christ, the message of the Bible. Christian chaplains and the prison fellowship have the privilege of talking with the prisoners about the forgiveness that Jesus brings. The Gideons take Bibles and distribute them in prisons. It was wonderful to hear in a reading in the prison chapel the words from John's gospel of peace and forgiveness that Jesus brings on the day of his resurrection. We've all done things that we regret. For some, that may have meant hurting others in a catastrophic way. For others, there are more respectable and middle class sins of selfishness and pride and just thinking of yourself as better than others, which all leave us guilty. But Jesus said of himself, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. A Christian is not someone who thinks of themselves as better than others. It's someone who's come to discover the wonderful forgiveness and new life that Jesus brings. Jesus Christ said of himself, as I say, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. You don't have to be in prison to need setting free. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day.